Today could be really simple, if we wanted it to be. The homily, I tell you, could be over in less than 1 minute. Ezekiel and Jesus talk about the possibility and the goodness of conversion. And we have the story about two sons, one who says yes and then acts out a no, and the other son who says no and then changes and acts out a yes. We could say that it is good to mean what you say and say what you mean, because we want to say yes and live yes to God. We can say that saying yes and living yes is what the whole story is about. And we could move on, recite the creed. It could be really simple. Except that neither of these two sons does what we think you should do. We don't have an obedient word and an obedient action. We don't have somebody who made a promise and kept the promise. We have two sons who changed their minds and changed their actions. One son changed his mind and didn't do what he said he would. The other son changed his mind and did what he said he wouldn't. Neither of them is really a completely good example for us. Now, we like the one who says yes, and we like the one who does the work. There are parts of this story that we like, and parts of the story that we don't. And then there are parts of this story that we simply don't know. Like, why did each son change his mind? What happened that each son had a change of mind, a change of heart, and a change of behavior? Maybe something happened. The second son said yes to his father. He planned to go into the vineyard. It was probably right at the top of his list of things to do that day. He was gonna go to the vineyard. He was gonna be obedient. He was gonna do the will of his father. He was gonna do the work. But he got distracted. It's so easy, you know. So many things can get in the way. He was gonna do the work, but maybe he got distracted. He had to check the phone and the messages and the latest news. He had to wait for the package of the thing that he had ordered that will bring order to his whole life and help him manage all of his time. He got distracted by the distractions, and he didn't go into the vineyard. The son who said yes wound up living a no. But what about the son who said no? He changed his mind too. Maybe he was too busy to say yes when the father asked. Maybe he just didn't want to go. Maybe he didn't like the vineyard the last time he was there. Maybe he didn't like the people who worked in the vineyard. Maybe he didn't like to work in the vineyard early in the day or late in the afternoon. There could have been any number of reasons why the first son didn't want to go to the vineyard. But I wonder what changed his mind. Maybe someone from the vineyard called him. Maybe a friend of his in the vineyard heard he was supposed to be there that day, and he called when he didn't see him. Maybe his friend called and told him about the good things going on in the vineyard that day. Maybe he called and told him about the harvest. Maybe he called and told him about the beautiful sunshine and the cool breeze and the great day that the workers were having in the vineyard. Maybe this son changed his mind and changed his plans because someone who knew him called him from the vineyard. Maybe this son got an invitation from a friend in the vineyard. And that's why the story changed. We came to the vineyard today because the Father asked us to. We heard the word of the Lord to come to the celebration of the Eucharist, and we came. We are not like either of those sons. We said yes to the invitation, and we have come to the celebration. But not everybody's here. More were invited. More heard the call of the Father to go into the vineyard. But they are still not here, at least today. Maybe they're waiting to hear from someone in the vineyard. Maybe you have a phone call to make this week and invite a friend to join us in the vineyard. Amen.